Highland Auto presents Make a Band. Final recap.
Brought to you by Oregon Wine Lab.
I pledge allegiance.
To the band.
We rock the house. Who rocks the house? We rock the house. Who rocks the house?
Rock and roll!
Dude, we are total rock stars now.
You know, I can deal with your problem, or I can rock out, but I cannot do both.
Seven groups of strangers came together to make a band. Here's their stories.
Let's get rocking!
Girls. That's what's great about Girls Rock as a nonprofit or
program, Girls Rock, in any particular performance situation, whether it's at our festival or at our events, you just have to have at least one awesome female identified artist that you are supporting in the band. So we have never been exclusive. All of our Girls Rock programming includes all genders, and our workshops, regular workshops that we do weekly, include non-binary youth. And this particular band, we had three girls and two guys, and they were led by Nancy McDonald, who is one of our teachers that teaches for Girls Rock, and she was an amazing mentor, and she had never quite done a producer experience, and so I thought I was going to have to help her a lot and, like, you know, provide, you know, more support than I thought, but she took to it immediately. And I remember just after about two practices into developing some of their original songs and formulations, she was just like, I think I found my passion. I love this. And I'm like, it's definitely one of my favorite things to do, is to work with specific bands. And she just fell in love with it and instantly, you know, bonded with the band and led the songs really where they were. And their big thing was to win the Best Original Song Award, and that's what they won. So it was just a huge gratification when they got that, because those songs were just amazing, and they've been in my head ever since I was sitting in on some of the coaching sessions. I can't get them out of my head either. So we're so excited for them to go to Gung Ho and be able to further produce these songs.
Hey, I'm Hannah Sophia, lead singer of the Bland Tangerines.
I'm Nancine McDonald. I was lucky to have the opportunity to produce the Bland Tangerines for Girls Rock.
Hey, I'm Spooky. My real name is Alyssa Tabor, but I play the bass guitar in the Bland Tangerines.
And not with us is our fabulous drummer Wyatt and lead guitar player Dana and
Genezik.
Yeah, they have very crazy last names. And then and Alyssa. Yeah, Alyssa Piquette, who's on a rhythm guitar.
Rand, well, you guys just got done doing Make It Band, which is what we're talking about today. It's been completed. You did the final showcase. You auditioned. You got picked. You know, what's looking back on it? How was the process? What are your thoughts?
Oh, it was a blast. I mean, so we did all original music, which I auditioned on the first night, and as we started meeting, Nancine took a look at kind of my library of music, and she had a very strong vision for the direction and sound that she wanted. And so she was able to kind of take some of these songs that I'd written when I was younger and give them a really fun, fresh, indie pop spin. That was just, it was really fun for me to, you know, step out of the role of boss and just let all the creative ideas come from Nancine, and then just to get together as a group and execute. And then our last song we actually wrote together as a group once we kind of had formed our sound, and it was just so much fun.
I loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
Spooky, yeah. And Alyssa were on the bass and the guitar together. Oh, they're our little dynamic duo.
Yeah, we did a little bit of background vocals. And Alyssa and I were basically playing off of each other with our different parts. It was so much fun. And I got a lot closer to Alyssa in this whole process. I had known her before. I'd play ukulele with her before in other programs. But I got to, like, connect with people on a different level from this whole experience. And I just, like, I really like doing music. And I just, it really clicked for me being on the stage, to be able to just realize that music is what I want to do with my life.
You mentioned that earlier, the whole clicked thing for you, that where you just, like it felt natural.
Yeah.
Go ahead, keep talking about that.
Well, when I was just up there and there was people in the crowd that I knew, like my best friend was there, a bunch of my other friends were there, my grandma was there, having everyone watch me in my element. And then me being in that element where I was able to express myself through music, it just made everything so much better. And I know where I'm at with my life now, I feel. Like, I've always been just not knowing what I'm going to do. And it's, like, really stressed me out. But I think that I just want to do music. It's just, it's so amazing. I just love it.
And is that, you know, music in any capacity? You know,
pretty much. I just really love music. And I just didn't really discover it as much when I was younger. And I'm just glad that it's a place for me to, like, lay everything out now. it's amazing.
Did anything else click for anybody? I mean, is Spooky the only lucky one here? That
no,
gets
I feel like I might have stumbled upon my calling as well. I had so much fun producing the band, and as Hannah said, she gave me like free range to her music, which I was so grateful for. And like to find a singer-songwriter who was willing to do that is, I just feel really lucky. And I did have so much fun. I don't know, turning them into something new, and it definitely took a lot of my time to sit down with the music, and I would just kind of like mess around with different parts on like the piano or my ukulele, and then I'd like bring it to the band and see if they dug it or if it worked, and they were all willing to let me tweak things. Poor Spooky, I changed the bass part like so many times, and we don't think we nailed it down until the last week, and so she didn't really know what she was supposed to practice until the very end, so I apologize for that officially
on
air.
It was so fun, though.
But she was such a trooper, and she nailed it when it finally came to the final performance.
Thanks.
Yeah, but yeah, it was so fun to produce. It was a whirlwind. I mean, yeah, it was just a really kind of crazy. I just moved here in September, and, you know, I was starting to branch out with my own music because I'm a, you know, independent singer-songwriter, and I saw this competition and I thought, yeah, that's pretty cool. Maybe I'll sign up to do that. That's a really cool concept. And it all lined up in a very strange way where I had played with Matricia, who runs Girls Rock. I'd done a show at one of the venues she was booking, like right as all of this was happening. And then we were rehearsing like nonstop. You know, if we weren't practicing together, then we were practicing at home. And for me, it was so strange to relearn my songs. You know, it was really cool. But like, you know, there were songs that I'd written when I was pretty young. And then all of a sudden it was, you know, totally different rhythms, different feels. Even, you know, just the intonation in my voice was different. So I was listening to Nancine's recordings of singing my songs, but then I was, you know, relearning all of my music as new music. It was trippy, but it was really, you know, it was really fun and challenging. And I just think it came together so well, and everybody's personalities meshed really well. Just
really
very
did.
Loving and kind and supportive. And we got our, you know, with the Bland Tangerines, we were able to incorporate a lot of fun orange stuff into our our presence and our kind of branding of, you know, I have a side shave, so there was orange glitter in that, and then our guitar player has a big beard and we put glitter in his beard, and Alyssa and Spooky had these adorable orange bright orange t-shirts with black and white striped overalls, and
yeah,
you know,
super matching. Yeah, it was, we went to the
Wyatt with the highlighter hat.
Fun. Oh, we're so pumped to be with you guys tonight. Don't mind my gigantic water bottle, courtesy of my husband. Oh, we have had so much fun writing together, playing together, and I just want to go through and introduce everybody. So I'm Hannah. I sing, I guess, and play stuff. Right over here on the drums is Wyatt. He's so fantastic, so wonderful. It's been fabulous. Right here is our Alyssa's. That's Alyssa in plural. that does exist in the wild. So our beautiful one with the dark raven hair we call Spooky, but by birth they're both Alyssa. So, and our fabulous glitter bearded man Dana, he's so much fun. We are so stoked to play for you guys. Like Nancine said, these are all original songs, and so we're excited to tell you about some of the stories behind it. But that one's called Loaded Gun, if you didn't catch that. We're all about duality and accessing our dark sides here at the Bland Tangerine. So the next song we're going to play for you is called Bones. And, yeah, it's, you know, tapping into that little inner psychopath that comes up every once in a while, at least for me. All right, let's do this. Sorry, in the momentum. sunny and I made it dark. I took your time to your control. I can't remember all the things I stole. I bet you wish you'd known before. I took your love solely for an addiction to everything that's yours. So never fall in love with a kleptomaniac. You'll never get your heart back. But he's not in one piece. Never fall in love with a kleptomaniac. Unless you're prepared to fight back with a pathological thief. I robbed you of your peace of mind. I took your love and I crushed it. I stood you up and robbed you blind. Can you believe that you trusted me? I bet you wish you'd known before. I took your love, sold it for an addiction to everything that's yours. So never fall in love with a kleptomaniac. You'll never get your heart back. At least not in one piece. Never fall in love with a kleptomaniac. Unless you're prepared to fight back with a pathological you like the devil dressed in white, and you let that distract from this kleptomaniac. Though you try to run away, you'll come crawling back. I'll take your house and home, leave you broken and alone. Lying on the floor, you should not trust me anymore. So never fall in love with the kleptomaniac.
How did you come up with the name Bland Tangerines?
So the process of the band naming, which I thought I was pretty proud of actually, because I felt like it worked pretty well. Nobody got angry about anything, and so I had each of the members of the band come up with three band names that they dug. Some gave some more, some gave some less. And then I compiled them in a list, and I did some research to figure out if there were any bands that were already named or had those names used. And I said, you know, we could still use them. It's up to you. But I just thought I'd let you know that somebody out there, maybe like a Pakistani group of 8-year-olds, have this one name. I forget what name that was, but that it was like Glitter or something or other. I don't know. Anyways, so the Bland Tangerines was actually a submission name that Hannah put in. But so I told them to pick their top favorite when we all met up of the whole list, and then we put it in a hat, and then we had some other person not even affiliated with us pick the name out of the hat, and it was the Bland Tangerines, and then we opened them all to see what the consensus was, and it was majority wanted the Bland Tangerines.
Well, it was 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
It was a very democratic process of finding out we all agreed.
But it was fun, and we were like all pretty like happy with the result. Although Matricia wanted us to be the soul
Band-Aid.
Yeah. Soul Band-Aid or the Soul Tangerines or something. Like she was.
Until I heard the music.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But
when it came to your style of music, what was a direction? Did you have an idea in mind that you were going, a direction already you wanted to travel, or did it just freeform from the start, or did you have one way and then had to go a different way?
I had like I had already, even before I picked everybody for the band, I had compiled a Spotify list of like all my favorite bands and the sound that I wanted to go for, which was just like fun pop. And like, but they're like bands that like, I think hardly anybody even knew like what the bands are, had even heard of any of the bands before. But yeah, I just wanted to, I wanted it to be goofy and fun. And so I was, I had a pretty clear vision of what I wanted to do. And I felt like I was able to make that happen and inspire them. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last song that they did, which I think is probably the best, I mean, it was the most organic, was the Prescription for My Prescription song that they, that Dana and Hannah, wrote together. And that just came so organically, but they really took the style that I was going for and like ran with it. And it was so fun. And I don't know.
Well, yeah, we had playlists from the beginning. She sent us playlists and we were all listening and trying to figure out the songs. And it was that, that Nancy was always directing us on. We knew what the sound we were aiming for, which I mean, it was, I think, huge for me, you know, as a singer. I know for everybody else, Wyatt always loved to get a little crazy on the drums.
But he was funny because he would take me so literally, and I do not speak drum direction at all. And I'd be like, da-da-da-da-da-da, and he'd be like, he'd play exactly that or something. I'm like, well, you know, I don't know.
we have discussed making an album of us trying to explain the parts and just then compiling our voices with the diddly 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 did, and then have the guitar go like wah 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 wah. That was a lot of practice this week. No, like do it this way. And then, yeah, I realized I don't know anything about any instrument ever other than singing.
that sounds fun. I was gonna, you know, you got to talk a little bit about it earlier with your songwriting process. Mm-hmm. You know, how would you describe that, and how would you say it was then influenced after you started practicing with a bunch of complete strangers?
Yeah, well, I mean, so songwriting, I play piano, and then my husband plays the guitar, and I usually am either kind of, I give myself some boundaries of like, hey, I'm feeling something that's more upbeat or more slow or with a jazzier rhythm. And then I'm just riffing on it and then adding lyrics. And it comes very, very quickly for me. But when we were like switching into a group, you know, when we first decided to get together with the, well, didn't decide, but when I got picked to be in the band, like my initial idea was, okay, we can compose all original music because I can write really fast. And when we got into the band setting for the songwriting, it was actually still a very similar process within a band. We Nancy and I went to Dana's the watershed. He has a little studio attached to his house, but it has a well house, I believe is what it's called. And I took my 2-year-old and stuck her in the back field with his 5-year-old, and we let the goats watch them. And we started writing, and he had this kind of riff on the guitar, and I just hummed along with it, wrote out the words, and then I was like, how do you guys feel about this? And then about 45 minutes later, we had a song. And then Dana, because every section, you know, the song was very sectional. He kind of just drafted out the parts for everybody else. And then we got together. And that one was by far the easiest. We like pulled it together in a 60-minute practice, wrote it in 45 minutes, practiced it. It was super easy, super smooth. And the other ones, it was, there was one in particular, Bones, which we wrestled with that song of trying to figure out how to make it fit into our set list. And with such that limited time, I mean, that's really, I think, a bigger factor than even playing with the band was how do we pull off really polished, professional sounding original music and, you know, be able to use our 60-minute to 90-minute rehearsals once a week with time to do that. You know, it was crazy.
Listen when I
revolution sets in. I got eyes in the back of my mind, and they watch me all day long. I thought that infamy would be nice, but it leaves me feeling wrong. I don't enjoy beating myself. I need a new set of skin. My teeth are rattling with anticipation. I think that I'm spiraling down. The joy has kept me on the edge of despair, but these voices are getting too loud. Oh yeah, behind the glass, don't let it go to your head. You better keep them ghosts inside. You better keep them dead. Guys, singing's a rush. Playing with all of you guys is such a rush. Feeling your guys' energy. I love it. Thank you for being here, for giving us that. It's such a gift just to be able to, you know, feel your energy and give it back through music. This next song we're going to be playing, I actually wrote it in college with a buddy of mine. And originally, his roommate had dated this crazy girl, like super nuts. Had like stolen his car and just was really like, you know, I don't know, maybe she was having a hard time, but you know, we get to look at her like a villain right now. So we wrote the song together and he sang it and he was, you know, it was great. It was all about this kleptomaniac girlfriend. And then Pretty Little Liars was like a show that was out at the time, and I didn't watch it, but I'd seen trailers and I was like, what if we had a girl sing it and she's the kleptomaniac? And then I sang it, and I was like, why am I so creepy? But I really dig it. So anyways, we're going to play that for you guys. Hope you like it. Kleptomaniac. If you haven't already, please pull out your phones. Vote for us. We'd love to have some studio time with Gung Ho or any of the other fabulous studios that have donated time. We're continuing this project together. So please, show the love.
I just loved this process. And in this process, it was like also just before this, I was writing my own stuff and kind of having more musicians to work with helped me like realize that there's other layers to songs. There isn't just the voice and the one instrument, that there's other layers in it. And I'm going to start trying to develop music that I've made for bands too, because all this just helped me realize how much I love music, and it's been an amazing experience.
Oh, that's great. any final thoughts on the process and any final words that you want to share?
We miss Dana and Wyatt and Alyssa,
yeah.
But it's still pretty cool to be here.
So we got the advantage we're very lucky to be awarded original song.
Yeah, best original song.
Best original song. Of course, we don't get to find out what song it is. But anyways, we won 10 hours worth of time with the amazing Billy Barnett at Gung Ho Studios, which is secretly was like the award that I really wanted for everybody, because I've had the pleasure of working with him with a band of mine. And he, yeah, he's awesome to work with. He's brutally honest, which can be a little bit hard to hear sometimes, but he's going to, he's just going to be so fun to work with. So I'm really excited for the band to record a song, which I think we're planning on
in July. Yeah, that's kind of the look around right now. It's planning on recording Prescription for My Prescription,
okay.
Which is the one we all wrote together. Yeah. So we're pretty pumped to go record that and to keep playing and writing. And so,
are you allowed to plug your stuff?
I'm also
Hannah Sophie, you know, I'm also putting out an EP. July 19th is when it's going to drop, and there's going to be a crowdfunding campaign through my website, hannahsophiamusic.com, running from June 21st to July 17th. And the music's great. The album art is beautiful. So there's so much music stuff going on, and we're also, even within the band, you know, I'm working with Dana, and I'm also working with Wyatt on his project. She's an astronaut.
Oh.
So this has been just a fabulous place to network, and I'm so grateful that we got to get together as a band and to make music, and that we get to keep making music. So
yeah, I'm working on an album too. And I got the cover art for it too. It's based off of the one song I wrote. I wrote a song called Not Alone about my best friend. It's awesome. So much fun.
And I forgot to mention, there was this really awesome drawing that was projected behind the band as they were performing. And I never took a moment to tell everybody that drawing was done by Spooky. And it was just such a... I had this little vision of tangerines, each having like our glasses and braces. I think it was a collaboration, yeah, that both Spooky and I had, and she brought it to fruition. It was so cute. So if there's a way to find it on like Girls Rock Facebook page or something, it might be on there. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it's a really cool drawing. Yeah, it was perfect.
It was adorable.
So there's a lot of different types of
you can
talent
imagine.
In the band.
Yeah, humans as oranges. It was that, but better.
I had everyone's like different hairstyle, kind of different hairstyles done with leaves, and then like there's something on each person's face in our band that represents them, whether it be glasses, braces, or a hat. They always wear one of those things.
Right on.
And so I put it onto like a little tangerine. It was really fun to make. And then whoever had glasses, I put the reflection of their instrument in their glasses.
That was such a brilliant idea. Yeah, that was a really cool. We were able to do that.
So how do we keep tabs on the bland tangerines? How do we keep up with you in the future? How do we find out if more things
Instagram.
Are coming? Instagram.
Okay. Instagram.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
Bland tangerines.
On Instagram.
Woo! Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Woo, we've got one more song for you. I definitely won't forget the words this time, so we got this. So this last song was, we rehearsed at so many different spots, which was a really fun part of, I'm pretty new to Eugene, moved here in September, so you guys are great. We've had a great time living here as a family, so we've been able to kind of explore, at least for me, it's been exploring town, finding all of these little cool nooks and crannies to play music in, and I guess this isn't technically part of town, but it's Dana's, you know, studio, which is attached to his house. But that's where we wrote this song, and oh my gosh, it was such a blast. I have a 2-year-old. She's adorable. She's, hey, Freya, she's in the back door. Hey, honey. And we brought her. Lance, my husband's out of town, so we just stuck her and Dana's 5-year-old in the field in the back with a bunch of goats, and then went in the studio and wrote the song. And, you know, 5-year-olds and goats, they make fabulous babysitters. Cannot recommend it enough. So, this song is called Prescription for My Prescription. We'd like to think that Hirons will sponsor it at some point, even though it does kind of have, like, a critical message of medication. So, I don't know. We'll see. We're still in negotiation. We'll let you know at our next show. Thanks for being here. We love you all. And keep sticking around for the other bands. This has been such a fun event, and we're excited to play this last song for you. I take medication for my medication, trying to fix my empty spaces. My prescription for my misconception. Forget it won't cure my inhibition.